I'm Peter Sagal, and you're listening to the best of Not My Job from Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me. In all our years on the air, we've never interviewed a real rock star, somebody who could reduce a crowd to a screaming mob. Well, all right, maybe one. In August 2005, we hosted the junior senator from Illinois, Barack Obama. Imagine a young Jack Kennedy, except without the Boston accent or the serial adulteries, and with a Kenyan goat herder for a father instead of a tycoon. When Senator Obama joined us, along with panelists Roy Blunt Jr., Kerry O'Connor, and Paula Poundstone, we were proud to learn that he listens to our show, until we remembered that during his Senate campaign, we had made some jokes about the fact that his last name sounds like that of a certain guy who lives in caves in Afghanistan.
The main reason that I'm on here is because I remember you guys making fun of my name during the campaign.
Yes.
If I recall correctly, didn't you have some political consultant giving advice in terms of how I should change my name to Barack Smith or
something? Yes, he was Bob Garfield. He's a host of a show called On the Media. And frankly, I think you should have taken his advice and maybe you would have done a little better. But that's just... Who am I? You know, you would have gotten up to like 90-95% maybe if you had just been willing to listen to somebody else. I'm just saying. Yes, we are proud of the fact that of all the millions of people who've now made silly comments about your name, we were among the first.
You were.
Yes. Anyway, Senator Obama, it has been an amazing, shall we say, 18 months for you. In which you rose from relative obscurity as a state senator here in Illinois to, shall we say, the Elvis of the political world.
I thought you were going to say to 99th in seniority in the United States Senate, which is where I rank.
Really?
Yeah. When I walked in the first day, they handed me a bunch of pencils to sharpen.
Well, that was one of my first questions, which is because I'm just wondering what the Senate is like. Only you can have the navy bean soup and you get to ride the train beneath the Capitol as much as you want?
I mean, well, the train is fun. I recommend the train, which is one of the bigger thrills in the Capitol. There is a sense of awe and grandeur when you walk into the Senate building. You know, each of us have these little desks that you can't write anything on because they're too tight. They're like the desks you had in elementary school. Parents, when you go to parent-teacher day and you're sitting there squatting, that's how it feels. But when you pull the drawers open, there are the names carved inside of all the previous occupants of the desk. And so in mine, you know, you'll see names like Lodge and Taft, but you'll also see names like Bobby Kennedy and Paul Wellstone, and it really gives you a sense.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?